Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues band, Robert Cray, bringing us back 17th of the hour. That's some serious blues right there, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chris Muscovitis. Chris is the president of TMG eMedia. TMG-eMedia.com. Is that right, Chris?
That is exactly right, yep.
All right, so check it out. It's a cybersecurity consulting firm. I encourage you to check it out. But mostly I want you to know about his book, Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, The Essential Planning Guide. You need to know about that book. I promise you it'll prepare you for what's coming. We can't be asleep at the wheel, can we, Chris? We can't be naive. We've got to realize. Look, here's the thing, Chris. We wouldn't think of not locking up our warehouse, turning on the surveillance cameras and the security system, and making sure the police know where the doors are. We wouldn't think about doing that. We cannot be naive about our cyber activity for business, for personal, and for our government.
That's right. That is exactly right. And we are being very naive. Because it's a little bit of a foreign language, because we're having a communications gap, we choose to bury our heads in the sand. And if we do that, we are going to drown in sand. And there's a lot of people looking to take advantage of us, especially if you're a small business. You are a very, very attractive target.
What is artificial intelligence? How is it helping the bad guys?
Well, artificial intelligence is helping both the bad guys and the good guys by creating systems that learn from their own data and change their own rules. That's one of the simplest definitions that we can give. It's helping the bad guys because artificial intelligence systems can be rolled out as attack systems to try to figure out what your defenses are and how to bypass them and how to get into systems. The good guys have regulations and considerations before they deploy systems like that out. The bad guys don't care. Bad guys say, oh, new tool, new gun, I'll use it.
Right.
The good guys are like, new gun? Well, wait a minute. Let's make sure that, you know, we don't kill any civilians in the process.
And that's the reason why we're behind, because I've talked to them on the show before, Chris, about this concept of zero day. You know, as the people in your world say, the bad guys only have to get it right once or every so often. The good guys have to get it right every time, don't you?
That's right. That's exactly right. They only have to get it done once, and they have everything to their advantage. They have the time. They have the intelligence.
Can we turn that around, Chris? Is there any way to turn this around and go after them? Is there an opportunity for America to go on offense on this? And will we do it if we could?
Well, there are of course opportunities we ourselves can attack them, but that is illegal, certainly from a business perspective. So if you're a business person, you cannot launch an attack against somebody that you suspect that hacked. But if you are the FBI, if you are the NSA, if you are the government agencies, then you certainly can engage in cyber warfare. But the minute you don't go down that path, you are this is an act of war. Now, we are suffering such attacks daily from overseas, from nation states, and I am sure that we are responding in kind.
Right.
We've got to be very careful here because this is the nuclear button. We unleash cyber warfare widely on the world. Electrical grid systems are going to go away. Water systems are going to go away. Air traffic is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something to be joking around.
What we take for granted is actually kind of potentially very fragile right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. All of our life, all of our systems, our financial systems, our mission-critical systems of hospitals, of traffic control, of pollution systems, everything is connected to computers. We start losing these systems, then we're going to very quickly end up in the Stone Age.
And when you've got a country like America...
Think about New York City without two weeks without power in New York City.
That's what makes us great is also our biggest exposure. Because there's a lot of places in the world, like North Korea, and a lot of parts of China, and I don't mean China, but Russia, where the people, you know, they don't have all that much, and so they don't have that much to lose. In America, we have a rich life here; we have a lot to lose, so that puts us behind the curve. All right, so How does one of the things we often think about, we often have the idea that the cloud provides a lot of security, but you're predicting that there are going to be some breaches in the cloud this year. Explain yourself.
Okay. Well, what is the cloud? The cloud is your computers in somebody else's office. That's what the cloud is, okay? The cloud is just a place where all sorts of servers and computers are and being managed by somebody else. The advantages of the cloud is scalability, affordability, and immediacy, right? The disadvantages of the cloud is an attack on one could be an attack on many.
Right.
You don't know if your next-door neighbor is being attacked and your systems are getting trashed in the process. So, yes, they can provide better security on the cloud because it's a centralized resource, but no, it is at serious risk because it also presents a very attractive target. So I predict major cloud breaches in the coming year.
Well, there are several companies who have major cloud investments that they're you know, selling services to all kinds of lesser, you know, smaller companies that are still big companies, all the way down to the little companies. You take out one of those cloud providers, and you've knocked a big dent in the cyber world.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was issues with Amazon a few months back, and there was, you know, thousands of websites that went down. So, look, these companies, the major providers of cloud services, have dedicated cybersecurity professionals working it. But no matter how many cybersecurity professionals you have working it, remember, the opponent has to win once. Mm-hmm. They penetrate the systems once, they can own it.
We have to, the good guys have to win every time, and that's really hard. That's a big job. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chris to do two things. I'm going to ask him to offer us some hope. Is there any reason for us to be hopeful, number one? Number two, I want to talk about blockchain. We'll do that first, actually. I thought blockchain was immutable, but he says it might be vulnerable to hacks. How could that be? Say it ain't so, Joe. And Chris will tell us about that after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.